Aldis podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Patrick Chen. Patrick is the Senior Director of Business Intelligence, Growth and Accountable Care Enterprise at Scripps Health. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Patrick, let's start with yourself, please. Could you give us a bit of an overview of your journey in technology, from where you got started, some of the roles you've held along the way, and take us up to today in your role at Scripps?
So, you know, I had started off studying public health, health policy in general, and I transitioned into the workforce. One of my very first roles was to serve as a process engineer for a hospital system. And as you can imagine, with concepts like Lean Six Sigma and optimization of hospital workflows, data was a heavy component. And as my studies progressed and the projects evolved, my background really started to include healthcare economics, geospatial intelligence, and then, of course, data science. And so with that role, I transitioned pretty quickly into concepts for chronic disease management, quantifying healthcare. How do we start interpreting long-term results of what constitutes success within the healthcare environment? And I took on roles and joined new hospitals to become a manager of data science, took on a role within United Health Group to be an associate director of actuarial and healthcare economics. And things kept evolving into my current role today, where I oversee a team of data scientists, economists, and analysts for work that really revolves around two key concepts. One is, how do we be there at the right time for our patients, and how do we be there efficiently? Beyond that, you know, what is also included in my current scope is, you know, identifying kind of internal and external pressures for how do we be an equitable health system. And so, as you can imagine, that includes a lot of data that isn't necessarily entirely AI driven at all times, because a lot of these concepts are fairly fluid, even in now how we quantify them within the current landscape. But we want to be able to make sure that access to care is equitable across all different demographics, all different environments. And so that includes, in this case, I think, but still at the core of data science is a lot of creative thinking on how do we quantify new concepts? How do we quantify things that haven't quite been quantified or formalized in the past? And so that's what I really enjoy about my work today, is that there's a really healthy mix of critical thinking on new concepts. How do we fold them into traditional business objectives? But also, how do we make sure that we are being a good contributor towards society?
Well, thank you for that background. And it's great to learn about your own journey. It's certainly linear in focus. And you've already given some insight into your role. But let's take a step back. Tell us all about Scripps Health as an organization. Who you are, what you do, what's the broad mission of the business?
So Scripps Health is a nonprofit hospital system based down in San Diego. And while there are a lot of different components that feed into a health system, at its core, Scripps is really about elevating the communities around us, and always has been. Scripps was founded, I think, over 100 years ago through philanthropy, and we have maintained that vision and that mindset and mission that was established by our founder. And so a lot of that kind of just permeates through all of the work that we do today. So there are different components within the health system. Much of it is driven by the four hospitals and five campuses that we have within San Diego County. And we also have a health plan, medical groups. Heavy investments have been made into the outpatient environment and in telemedicine and virtual care. And the mission of Scripps really is quite straightforward. It's to elevate the communities around us, make people healthier, and to be there at the right time, at the right place for our patients.
So Patrick, in your introduction, you mentioned you oversee a team of data scientists with varying responsibilities. Can you give us a bit of an overview of your group's core responsibilities, what you do for Scripps Health as an organization, and what it looks like day to day in operation?
So the core responsibilities of our team fall within two primary domains. One is in business intelligence, corporate development, and business development. And the other side of it is a bread and butter population health, health equity, and health economics. On the population health side, it is, you know, it really primarily revolves around chronic disease management, our accountable care entity itself, so that we can really keep moving the needle on bridging healthier populations, developing new services, new programs that make it easier for people to stay healthy. I think ultimately there's no one It's very, very rare for people to be opposed towards being a healthier individual. And what we do within population health management is to really drive structural changes in patterns across healthcare in order to make sure that being healthy is the easier thing to do. And so that involves a fair amount of data science, as you can imagine, because when we want to quantify and determine where people are likely going to land on that health spectrum, it requires a fair amount of data mining and really statistical tests to determine which patients could use the most amount of support. Where do we allocate resources most efficiently? As you can imagine, there is a lot of debate as to the economics of healthcare. And I think the COVID pandemic really brought to light questions that we've always been grappling with within population health is how do you maintain that balance of economics and health outcomes? Everyone within healthcare is extremely dedicated towards making people healthier. How do we do it in a sustainable fashion? And how do we do it in a way that is both efficient, but also being able to optimize the outcomes themselves, prevent hospitalizations, and improve quality of life? Health is not just the absence of disease. And we're really dedicated here at Scribs to improving the well-being of the populations that we manage and in the communities that we serve. Beyond that population health component, and of course, population health within itself includes components like health economics, health equity, all of which roll up into everything I just mentioned. On the other side of the coin really is on the business intelligence components. And I think the best way to frame it is probably, you know, traditional business ventures for expansion efforts, investments, and essentially how do we grow our health system to be an even better organization that is best served for the community around us. We spend 9 figures in charity care a year for a community around us. There are a lot of projects that we take on that are best for the community, but perhaps is at a financial loss. And this side of the department really focuses on how do we grow our business sustainably in order to help support those charitable endeavors that we maintain and have maintained for the last 100 years.
Patrick, we've been fortunate enough on this podcast to interview people across all industries, but we have a distinct interest in healthcare as a whole. Just given the impact it can have, it's a demonstration of AI for good, but there's also a lot of unique challenges that exist in trying to apply AI within healthcare. You and I were talking off air about some of the unique challenges that you and your team face and why getting end-to-end AI, in practical end-to-end AI in application is difficult. Can you speak to us about what it's like for you and your team, some of the unique challenges that you're faced with, given the data sets and getting impact out of data science within healthcare?
Yeah, happy to. It's a topic I'm definitely quite passionate about, and I'm glad to use the term AI for good. I think I've seen that term around quite a few times, and it embodies what people have been trying to do within healthcare, right? Like when we start the conversations about using AI within healthcare, it really just revolves around like, how do we know more about our patients and how much good can we pull off with the level of technology and mathematical rigor that really is common in other industries. And yet for some reason within healthcare, there hasn't seemed to been that spark that really has taken off and revolutionized how we manage patient care. And I think a lot of it revolves around the fact that people will sometimes expect hospitals to be able to develop novel algorithms and prevent people from going back to the hospital based off of a single hospitalization. And so I think from a more of a data scientist perspective, it's a pretty difficult endeavor to pull off. And it's something that I certainly struggle with on a regular basis is that sometimes we don't see the patients until something traumatic has just occurred. And in incurring an event like a medical trauma day, medical trauma, and having them show up on probably one of their worst days of the year to us, and then trying to then extrapolate enough information off that one anomaly of a day and predict what's going to happen in the next 12 to 18 months from them is a pretty difficult mathematical problem to take on. And so the way I see this evolving in the future is that ideally we would have a way to collect information on a more regular basis with our patients. So for example, in the concepts within population health, of course, there are regular touch points so that we can collect information, medical information, social information on a more regular basis so that then it is much easier to do a pulse check on a population that we have assumed and taken on for financial risk for, in order to then get a better sense of then what do they need in between all these medical visits so that we're not just waiting and reacting towards, you know, major medical events, and instead we build to prevent them from happening. The concept of end-to-end AI within healthcare that you mentioned earlier is certainly an interesting one. I think there's a lot of hype that will go around what medical AI looks like, and it oftentimes there's a little bit of contention over what that may look like. And there are plenty of industry experts that have weighed in on that. And so I'll give my take on it, which may or may not be the most accurate take. But my take on it is that end-to-end AI within healthcare is not necessarily the ideal state for us based off of our current technology and the type of information that we collect both whether it's from an insurance perspective or from a provider perspective, hospital or physician-based. Instead, I think what we can really leverage within AI is to how to be more efficient within healthcare and instead get the most valuable information to the people that understand the patients the best, which is most likely the primary care physician, the specialists that see the patients more regularly. A concept that I think ties in well towards that is that last mile concept. Oftentimes when people discuss what is the most difficult part of logistics in deliveries, and the last mile concept is usually the one that comes up. It's if you're delivering something from New York to LA, the most difficult part of the journey logistically and timing wise should be that very last step from the local post office to the last to the actual delivery of the product itself to the residents. And so I think that concept applies pretty well towards healthcare from my perspective, is that instead of trying to do everything under the sun and bring a genuine end-to-end AI without any human input, instead, I think what we can focus on is deriving critical insights to that last mile so that the physician then has the most pertinent information in front of them. And then they can, since they understand the patient the best, they can make those last judgments. Not only does that kind of negate some of the legal complications that would certainly happen if you delivered medicine to someone without any human input, but really I think that kind of helps balance the concept of what AI looks like within healthcare and understanding that there are people who are extremely well trained in interpreting medical information. And so if we can treat an end result of an AI algorithm to be like a reading from a radiologist, to be like a lab result, like A1C scores, I think that could take us really far in focusing on what AI in healthcare would be optimized for.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Patrick, I want to spend some time now talking about what's next for Scripps Health and your team, because you've got a team of data scientists working on some really complex problems and having a real impact to the organization as a whole. When you look at the roadmap for the next 12 to 24 months, given the continuous investment into AI within the healthcare systems and the success that Scripps Health is having as a whole, what are some of the project milestones that you're expecting to be working on? What are you excited about for the next 12 to 24 months, you and your team?
Yeah, so there's definitely quite a list of items for the next 12 to 24 months for us. The ones that I'm probably most excited about, there are two main categories. One is definitely expansion of data sets that we have access towards in order to develop robust patient profiles. And so similar to traditional customer segmentation in most industries, like in retail and such, developing patient segmentation with more robust data sets that incorporate social outcomes, financial considerations, their clinical data, and then given my background being in spatial temporal analyses, also space and time data, those are being able to incorporate these different layers of information to develop more holistic profiles so that we can extrapolate more information to allow us to be a little bit more intelligent about resource allocation. From a pure data science perspective, I'm extremely excited about those components. It's essentially giving us a multidimensional view of populations, and I think that's something that is currently missing within healthcare. Part of the reason is that many algorithms are derived off of claims data sets, which were financially focused on in the first place as a medical claim. That was its main purpose when it was developed. They're sometimes only focused on clinical medical record data sets, which, while robust, is a fairly complex and non-standardized view of patients. And so being able to fold in social data sets, folding information like from the census, and to have micro neighborhoods developed in order to help develop profiles, micro profiles, and then fold them together into that multidimensional population intelligence framework. That's something that I'm quite excited about for us here at Scripps. Beyond that, I am really interested in being able to fold in health equity into all of our analyses. I think there's been a lot of discussion around what health equity looks like within healthcare. And while there have been definitions thrown around, I don't know if there's really quite an industry standard for it. And so here at Scripps, you know, equitable access to care is extremely high on our list. It's something that's cascaded down from executive leadership. It's something that is mentioned by our CEO quite often. And it's something that I think from a data science perspective needs to be given a little bit more attention. There's certainly a lot of excitement and hype around what automated machine learning platforms look like and these black box algorithms and greedy match approaches. But health equity, I think, requires a fairly robust understanding of the communities that you serve and is an angle that I think researchers have oftentimes discussed both within qualitative and quantitative data sets. And so I'm quite excited over the next several months here. It's one of our top priorities to really produce a standardized view of what health equity looks like for the populations that we serve. And I am optimistic that it'll become a more regular occurrence across the healthcare industry to make sure that there aren't underserved communities and marginalized communities that are neglected, silent populations, people that perhaps are not quite as vocal, but really could use all the support in the world. And so that's something that we're definitely dedicating quite a bit of time towards within the GRACE team here at Scripps, as well as with other departments that we're partnering with for this.
Final question for me then, Patrick, staying on the topic of growth and the roadmap. Given the work that you're doing and how impactful your team has been for Scripps as a whole, I'm sure there's going to be continued investment from a headcount perspective. When you look at the next 12 to 24 months, what opportunities are there going to be for people to come and work with you? What types of positions are you going to need to hire for? And when you're speaking to candidates about your team, what is it that you tell them to get them interested and enthusiastic about Scripps Health over some of the other great companies currently hiring?
Yeah. Wow, there are quite a few things that we're passionate about here at Scripps. And I think it has shown with the level of talent that we have here on this team, people with all different backgrounds of bioengineering, astrophysics, people who have worked in clinical roles and really taking a strong passion towards what population health looks like here at Scripps. And I think population health here at Scripps is much more progressive than what I've seen in many other companies. What I find people to be most passionate about within our work here has been the level of partnership that we have here. When we say we work within data science teams, that team is never just a data scientist with a data engineer paired up and then with running models left and right. The teams here are actually quite intimate. We work very closely with our lead cardiologist, neurologist, endocrinologist. We work across the pretty much every spectrum of medical specialties. And so I think what has excited my team members the most here at Scripps has been the opportunity to not just become a data science expert, but to become a genuine expert within population health and healthcare and within the economics of the healthcare system itself. And so what we end up translating all that work into is just a very robust team of individuals that quickly become quite multidisciplinary. And that type of work, I think, is what drives a lot of the passion within our team. Certainly, there are a lot of other companies out there that do some fascinating work, but I'm mildly biased here, but I'm quite confident that Scripps Health is at the forefront of this type of work of health data science. And some of my colleagues in the other departments, like Nathaniel Brown, his team also leads quite a few algorithm development endeavors that are exciting and really at the forefront, I think, of what is possible within healthcare systems. So if I had to really distill what is unique about some of the data science endeavors here at Scripps Health is that they are extremely nuanced topics. It revolves around integrating data sets that are very multidimensional, answering questions that aren't answered right now within the industry, questions that are extremely nuanced and allow for you to partner with extremely talented and intelligent people across different spectrums. And being able to work in multidisciplinary teams, it really evolves us as professionals to better understand not just the data that we see, but really the business objectives and the people that we serve with it. Those are, I think, the most exciting prospects when talking about some of the data science work here at Scripps.
Patrick, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. I really appreciate you sharing your own journey from where you got started and what's led you to where you are today. Great insight into the mission and the environment at Scripps Health and the use of AI for good with a strong data science focus. And then also that what's next. It's really interesting to hear about the growth plans and how you guys are focused on continuing to utilize data science to impact patient experience. So we wish you, the team, and everyone at Scripps Health the best of luck in the months and years to come, and look forward to having you back on the show in the near future.
Genuinely appreciate you having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.